Let's turn our attention today to John, the 20th chapter, verses 1 through 18. It's the resurrection of Jesus. It's John's version. It's one of Mary Magdalene this morning. It says, early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb, and she saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and she went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved. And she said to them, they have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him. Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the one other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in, and he saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. And he saw the linen wrappings also lying there, and the cloth that the wrappings were around, that was around Jesus' head. It was not lying with the other linen wrappings, but it was rolled up and placed by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in. And when he saw, he believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood there, weeping outside the tomb. And as she wept, she bent over to look into that tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, woman, why are you weeping? And she said to them, they have taken my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him. And when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, he said, woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for? Supposing him to be the gardener, she said, sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. And Jesus said to her, Mary. And she turned and she said to him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus said to her, do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord. And she told them that he said these things to her. This is the word of God this day for us, his children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O great and mighty God, I do thank you this day for your word. I thank you, Lord, for those disciples. I thank you, Lord, for those disciples like Mary Magdalene and the other Mary and Joanna and all that went that day. I thank you for Peter and John. I thank you for those who didn't quite believe yet, who did not quite understand. I thank you, Lord, for each and every one of us this day, that you have given us this opportunity each and every day to experience once again that which you have called us to be and do. Lord, I ask your mercy to be upon us this day. I ask your words always to be upon our heart and our soul. I ask, Lord, that you just allow the meditations of my heart to be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer, I do pray. Amen.